So guys, welcome to Extreme Improv Podcast, episode probably four, I don't know.
Is it actually four?
It's going to be four, but okay. If we recorded stuff yesterday, that might literally be two episodes worth. So this might be episode five. We'll find out later.
Who knows?
So I am David Postansky. Playing with us today, we have...
James Little.
Yeah, this is primarily an audio-based
podcast. Oh, I just snorted. Oh, yeah, okay.
And we also have...
Ellie Gill.
So we're going to play some improv games. Just so our listeners at home or watchers at home, if they're on the video version on YouTube or Facebook... We're in Brighton, you know, just so everyone knows. We're in Brighton. Guys, how are you enjoying Brighton?
Oh, it's just lovely.
Loving Brighton.
In fact, as we were saying, it's October and it is
so hot.
It's really warm.
And it's just been so nice to be away from all the dirt of London.
Absolutely.
It's very really clean. Nice. And I feel really cleansed by the sea.
Like a purge, isn't it? But not an evil purge.
Not like the purge, the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I know that one.
You've seen that one.
What is it again?
The Purge.
The Purge. There's a few.
It's where all crimes are legal for 12 hours, including murder.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, great.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the second one more.
Really? Yeah. I just thought it went a bit absurd and a little bit...
So this is an improv podcast, guys.
Yeah. Oh, is this
not
Sorry,
the
but
Purge? Sorry, but
we, you know. Okay, yeah. Movie review.
How are you finding Brighton?
Brighton? It's really something. No, I like it. There's the beach is very pebbly, and that's...
Oh, we found a fish head.
That was weird. I mean, these guys freaked out like they'd never seen a fish head ever before.
It was a bit creepy. Along.
It didn't look like it was wearing lipstick. I've actually seen it girls in the street that look like that. I actually have seen women with it.
That looked like fish?
A beard. You know?
But it had like a beard as well, and it had no eye. It was just a fish's head.
It was grim.
But fishmongers see that every day.
I'm not a
fish. You say you see fish heads often.
I don't. You said
these people see.
Okay, like, maybe not like that. Maybe they're more like recently dead fish, so it's less kind of like corpsey.
So our first improv game that we're going to be playing today, guys, is for James and Ellie, surprisingly enough.
Absolutely.
And this is what's known as a question battle. And I don't have a timer with me, so this is all going to go really wrong. My phone's desperately on charge, and I'm not willing to sacrifice the battery.
Mine's desperately on charge as well.
Yeah, I'm not willing to sacrifice the battery.
Nice charging.
Yeah, no.
Oh. We just came here to charge our phone.
We're just rinsing them.
And I lost the plug to mine, so, I borrowed someone else's plug, so I don't know what that says about us.
So I think actually this gives us the theme of our first scene. So it's a question battle, and you have lost... that you need to charge your phone desperately. We'll find out why. And you each have five lives. So because we don't have a timer, we'll keep going until someone loses all their lives or just get bored of it, basically.
just for the people back at home, as we lose a life, how do we show that?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just going to keep a count. We're not going to lose limbs like we would on our live show. No, I've not thought this through since the last time we did a podcast. Okay, so... It is a question battle. You have lost your chargers. Here we go.
Do you have a charger?
Well, where's your charger?
Did you leave it at Tracy's?
Did I give you my phone?
Do you have another phone I can use?
Is your phone out of battery too?
Didn't you know?
I'll lose a life, Ellie.
When did you last charge your phone?
Didn't you see me charge it yesterday?
Was that your phone or mine?
Are you waiting for results too?
Results for what?
Did you go to the STI clinic?
Oh, is that why we had to pee in a bottle?
Have you never done one before?
Why would I have done one before?
Are you not panicking you've got HIV?
So you have HIV?
Do you want me to answer that?
Lose your life, James. Keep going.
Right. If I had my phone...
Right.
That's the stuff.
Okay, fine.
I will allow the comment.
Right.
Lose a
right,
life.
Right, if I had my phone, I'd be able to see if I had HIV or not.
Lose a life, James.
Have you opened your results yet?
How can I if I haven't got my phone?
So where is your phone?
Will you still love me if I do have HIV?
Have you looked through your phone?
Would you still love me if I had HIV?
Where is your phone?
Did I lose one?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
You did now. Ellie loses
What time is it?
I don't know. home.
Lose a life, James.
No, that was one life, yeah?
No, that's two.
What time did they say they'd contact us?
Who contacted us?
Did you give them our landline number as well?
Was that to the landlord?
Did you give blood?
Did you pee in a bottle?
Didn't you?
Well, you said I did!
Oh, wow, okay, Ellie wins that one. Oh, wow, so, you know, you came
well,
from...
Well, I came up with more... I don't know why that came... Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it an urgent reason why you might need your phone?
No, absolutely. Open just,
up. Everything's on my phone. It's a political view, isn't it, really, at the other side? The fact that you can't just go in and ask for it, like, they have to send it to you and then you have to open
well,
it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
What, your charger?
No!
What?
It means, like, STI results.
You were literally doing two different things at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, it was literally about the charger and literally about HIV results.
Okay, just for context, we needed the charger.
Yeah, no,
charge the phone.
I know, but okay, you will hear this back later and the question
really?
Came in at random order.
I think it was him then, because I was totally on.
I
knew where
slick,
I was going.
Slick scene.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, we're going to move on and... we're each going to tell a scary story.
Scary story.
So, James, you can go first. Ellie, you can give a suggestion of something that you might be scared of.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. James, you're scared of pumpkin pie. Tell a scary story in 1 to 2 minutes without a timer. And in your own time, begin.
The day finally came that the school had their annual Halloween celebrations. Everything was prepared. The pumpkin pie, being the creme de la creme of this special event, was in a big vat, and the head teacher was the first to try it. Mmm, smells delicious, he said as he gorged on the pumpkin pie. The dinner ladies began...
The end.
Was that it?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
Okay.
The dinner ladies began to pour it into the bowls of the little children, and they all began to eat the pumpkin pie. They also found it was delicious.
This is very scary.
And the scary bit is coming. No, don't worry.
Oh, but I've got a watch.
Ah, we could.
Does it have a second hand?
Oh no.
In your own time, James. Continue on.
As the kids ate the pumpkin pie, one small little brat in the corner decided to ask what the ingredients were. Suddenly, all the dinner ladies became red-faced. Questions were asked. You see, the Year 6 students had gone on a field trip that evening, but they had not returned yet. But why had they not returned, my children?
Why?
They had not returned. For they were the pumpkin pie.
At the end,
oh, wow.
Well done. Yeah.
It's riveting.
I love that.
I'm a storyteller.
No, it's good.
You
okay.
Are,
I am, yeah.
I will tell the next story.
Absolutely.
James, for a scary story, what is the theme?
The theme is obviously having your laces untied.
Yeah, okay. It's funny you should mention that, because about 12 years ago, maybe 11 and a half years ago, mm-hmm. I was walking down a street and I noticed that some people staring at me peculiarly, and it made me start to feel a bit uneasy, and I didn't quite know what they were looking at me about, and I looked down to my feet and I noticed that my laces were untied. This was very peculiar because I was sure that I was wearing sandals. It was only at that moment that I looked up and saw my reflection in the shop window and saw a tall blonde woman, which is obviously not who I was in the morning. Something had happened. Something had gone wrong. Somehow I had stepped foot into a different reality where I wasn't the short, ginger-haired man who looks like a discount Ed Sheeran. Instead, I was a tall, blonde woman with piercing purple eyes. And suddenly I realised that perhaps, yes, it was coming back to me now. The night before in the pub, I had seen this woman. I knew her face. She came over and I wasn't interested, but she insisted in engaging me with conversation. And she said, "Can I buy you a drink?" And like a fool, I took the drink. And everything became cloudy thereafter. And I found that somehow this woman must have been a witch or some kind of liberal democrat. Because she had cursed me, placed a spell, a hex, you might say. And I had swapped places with her. From that day, 11 and some amount of time years ago, I've been known only as Edith. Edith. Or it should have been Lacey, because that would have tied in nicer to the theme.
Yeah.
The end. Beautiful. Well, there you go, guys.
That was nice.
Okay. Interestingly, though, Ali, you now have to tell a story.
Oh, interesting that.
This scary story, it's got the theme. No, the title, in fact.
Oh.
The Night of the Kittens. Ooh.
Now, it was a usual day in Melbourne. But Hetty was heavily pregnant. And her husband Bernard knew that this could be the day that Hetty has her kittens.
The end. No, keep going.
Now, it's important to add that Hetty is a woman and not a cat. And Bernard, I don't know where I'm going with this, and Bernard is a man too. So anyway, this dark and gloomy day, Hetty started to get, like, hetted.
Yeah.
I tried. She gave birth to kittens.
I don't quite know if they heard that last.
Gave birth to kittens.
Oh, the woman did.
Yeah.
The I'm end. Sure there's going to be some all, good justification.
They were all black. And then the husband accused her of cheating on him with...
With a cat.
Because they were black.
No, with a cat.
What are you saying?
The cats came out.
No, oh, okay. No, I'm not being racist.
No, I didn't. The black cat
called Trip Hazard that lived next cat. Door.
Well, he's like, she's given birth and they were all black, so she's
black cats.
I can... You didn't establish the ethnicity of the
woman. They were cats. The end. And now Hetty has loads of cat, black cats with some other...
Can yeah. I just go back? What was the yes. headed thing? It seemed like you were quite proud of saying headed, and you also like.
I forget. We can watch it back.
Okay.
Headed.
There was something about headed.
Or hetted.
You were like, oh, see what
I did there. Yeah. Head, her name was Hetty, and I said, het up, but I said, het. Oh, no, I don't.
We'll have to watch that. Back.
Yeah, we'll watch it back. We'll figure this out. Okay, so the question is, we're going to give an honest opinion ourselves. Who we thought did the best story there. James, who do you give it to?
Oh, I just say a name.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, thank
David.
You.
David.
But you know what? If I name myself, then I've swung it.
Well, I thought we just point at the people.
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay. Well, let's
point. Well, no, because they can't. If you're
yeah, they can't. It's a podcast.
Can't,
oh, yeah.
You can't hear a point.
Okay. Well, I think you can.
I don't know who that's pointing at.
That's true.
Because it's me too.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. Let's put on the count of three. We'll point. No, we'll say the name.
Say the name.
Points.
I'm saying David.
Okay. On the count of three. I'm also going to say David.
You really?
No, you can't say yourself.
Okay. I can't say myself. One, two, three.
David.
Oh, it's a tie, guys.
A tie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Look at that.
You know. Voted for me.
Yeah, I voted for you.
Oh,
well, nice. I figured you'd vote for James, so it was tactical.
Oh, I thought you were being nice.
Why would you vote for me?
Well, no, I wasn't so tactical. I thought yours was
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I pulled a Lacey in the end. Okay. So, right. Moving on from this.
Moisture.
Oh, you won't even have a list of things.
I've got it, like, memorised, guys.
Oh, okay, he's a new man.
I'm an old hat at this now. Right, so, James and I are going to play an alphabet scene. We will have 90 seconds to go through this scene. And within it, each sentence needs to begin with the next letter of the alphabet. Ellie,
mm-hmm.
can I have a suggestion from you of a phobia?
Oh.
Ten pegs. Okay.
And a letter.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, that's your thing.
You ask.
Can we have a letter, please?
Q.
Q. Ready? And here we go. Quinton.
Right.
Are you ready to go camping?
So ready to go.
Oh. Q.
No, I said right.
Oh, right. So ready are you? Well, I think you've forgotten something.
To go? What else do I need?
Undo your flies. What's missing?
Very well. Where's it gone?
What do you normally put in your long johns?
Javier, we've talked about this and I don't do that anymore.
You normally put a tent peg down there so that it looks bigger.
Oh. Zoinks, where could it be? I need that tent peg, otherwise I won't get those pretty girls.
Opposite of a phobia.
Well, it's the opposite. We're getting to it. Aha! Well, you haven't thought to look down my long johns now, have you?
Boy, that sounds exciting.
Calm yourself down, because I actually need to tell you something.
Don't say what I think you're about to say.
Epiphesent. Now, you didn't think I was going to say that, did you?
Frankly, I had no idea what you were going to say. But now, let's have a look at that tent peg.
Good-o. So, feast your eyes on this.
Horror! Horror! The tent peg is horror.
I didn't know I had boils on the tent peg.
Just pick them off. They seem so ripe.
Crusty, they're crusty.
Crusty's like, definitely a C.
They're not like in The Simpsons, though. That's spelled with a K.
Let's just hold them together and pick them out.
My goodness, you are holding them together.
Now I can't stop.
Oh dear. I feel like I have a phobia occurring.
Please, not you as well. I'm so terrified of it.
Quinton, hold me and then we go away.
That was so cool.
Yeah, there
that
we go.
Was so disturbing.
It was disturbing.
I don't know where that went.
Well, I don't know. Revealing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, moving on. Ellie.
Yeah.
You ready to do a reverse alphabet scene?
I didn't think you'd do this to me.
Okay, so myself and Ellie are going to do a reverse alphabet scene. James, what would you like us to make a scene about?
Of course, I want it to be on the fear of bread.
Fear of bread.
Oh, yeah.
More
okay.
Phobias. Fear of
okay,
bread.
I'll try.
It's horror themed. Did we say it's horror themed?
No, not really.
Is it horror themed?
No, our horror themed episode was previously that we
oh, yeah,
ages
we
just, back.
Oh,
scary
three
story.
Weeks
so this
ago.
Is a Christmas yeah. special.
No, not quite.
It's Easter.
It might be by the time I edit things. No, but I'm trying not to edit things, so.
Yeah. If I really look at you, can you help me?
I don't know the backwards alphabet.
Oh, right, fine.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get there.
Yeah, we've
got a supportive
do you want? Do you want a phobia or I have an alternative?
Well, no,
bread,
yeah.
Bread's fine.
Yeah, okay. Bread, okay. And can we have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet, please, James?
We're going to go from U.
U.
U for yonder one.
Okay. T.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Under the counter is a whole load of Hovis.
Tell me that to my face.
Susan said you had a phobia, so I bought you some.
Right, well, I will face up to my phobia then.
Quickly.
Please don't rush me.
Oscar, as your friend, I want to see you upset.
No, not the Hovis.
Move closer.
Listen, if you take one slice for me, can I just look at it?
Q. Keep it. Keep it in your bedroom, maybe under your pillow.
Just a moment. Have you seen what I've got under there already?
Insects. Insects?
Hovis defeating insects.
Good God!
Find yourself another person, because I don't want to know this situation anymore.
Everyone knows that those insects are not enough to defeat a whole loaf.
Daniel doesn't know that.
Can't you see? I'm trying to actually help you combat this phobia.
Brandon doesn't know that either.
Anyone else not know that?
Zebedee, my dear childhood sweetheart, doesn't know that
either. You're being difficult, Oscar.
Zandra? Right. Can I ask you a personal question?
Is it me?
Let's say it's for you.
Is it for your wife?
You may.
Hey, and there we go!
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, did you say you may as in a why, or you may as in a you?
Let's move on.
I don't know where that went.
Yeah.
Can we be honest with what?
No, I think that I don't know what the story was in that.
No, I don't.
I was just saying words. We're all quite tired.
We had a big Mexican meal.
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah.
What was the name of the place?
Los Chicas?
No, definitely.
Los Palos Tananos.
I keep snorting.
I've got the brown bag over there, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
it doesn't
guys,
have the name on it.
Are you two ready to do a QWERTY alphabet soon?
You are joking.
You know I don't know.
Are you ready to do a NATO phonetic alphabet
soon? I'll do NATO, but how about you just QWERTY? That wouldn't work.
Because I don't know either.
Okay.
What's NATO?
It's like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot.
Yeah, but that's just normal.
No, but you say the words.
Yeah, you don't say A, you say Alpha.
Yeah.
So you have to fit Alpha into a sentence.
Yeah.
Hence why it's
Jesus wept. How'd you do that?
Okay, me and James will show you. Right, then. Well, I wanted you to be kept in the game, but we'll give you a demonstration first.
Yeah.
So what would you...
just kidding.
No, you stay. Right, what would you like us to make up a scene about, Ellie?
Refrying beans.
Oh, refrying beans.
Because he didn't know what they were, so...
Yeah, I've seen them in the shop, but anyway... So, that's the end of my story on that. Okay, so, this is a scene about refried beans following the NATO phonetic alphabet. And here we go. Alf, do you want some refried beans?
Oh, bravo, they are quite my favourite.
Charlie says they give her the wind sung terrible.
Delta, bunch out then for us.
Bunch out for us, bunch out for us, bunch out for us. Echo was that, did you say?
Oh my God.
Oh, Foxtrot flavoured, my favourite.
Golf! Sorry, I thought I was going to vomit eating these beans.
Hotel, by the hotel list of numbers. There's the number for the delivery.
India, there is something India book.
Juliet, do you want any of these refried beans?
Kilo of them shall she take?
Lima! Lima! Is it Lima?
Yeah.
Mike isn't here, and he is the best at refrying the beans.
November's when I last saw him. You saw him soon.
Oh, scar on his face!
Piper, stop screaming!
Quebec. I think we ordered them from Quebec.
Romeo was there. Remember the Spanish waiter?
Oh.
Tango Sky with a tan. Right, that didn't work.
Sierra.
See?
Was that the name of the person who served us? Sierra. Was it?
Oh, shit. Tan. Go and find Sierra.
Uniformly I would, but potentially not today.
Victory shall be ours when we achieve cooking these beans.
Whiskey must be had to celebrate.
X-ray my stomach, for I will need a stomach pump.
Yankee Doodle do, I'll join you on that.
Zoo. is the only thing I can say to you under these circumstances.
Alpha, I think we made it.
Hey! Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, I can do. I just... Is there not much you could do with it?
There's only so many times we can play this.
So I can kind of see that you've done it before.
Yeah, we use all the same thing.
I was going to say, is El Lima?
Lima, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I really doubted that. I can't think of anything for Lima.
It's funny, people often think that our eye is indigo and it's India.
Yeah, that's quite true.
Yeah.
Are you doing the QWERTY then?
I don't know the QWERTY.
Okay. But you know the QWERTY.
Well, we'll demonstrate then, Elliot. You just sit there.
I mean this, I should have just sat down.
No. Okay, so we'll do something else.
That's always a good idea.
We don't have to do something.
We have a few.
Okay.
Up the hat.
Up the hat. So, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game called Verbatim.
Yes. Is that actually what you were going to play?
No, not at all. Oh. I hadn't made up my mind yet. Okay. I often start sentences saying...
I love verbatim.
So, like, when I'm teaching, I'll be like, okay, guys, what I want you to do now is... And
your brain's going, gonna.
Yeah, exactly.
How did your brain sound like a dancer?
No worries.
Not only did that sound inappropriate, the word that you were saying sounded really inappropriate. Right, okay.
Don't cut that bit. Because I was just doing the cogs turning in my brain.
I could just see that.
And you were like...
Well, it really sounds like it on... It sounded like... Doesn't matter. Right,
oh,
okay.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
It wasn't that, guys.
No, it wasn't that. We're going to bleep that section. You'll never know. Yeah. Okay.
We love people of all colour.
Yeah.
And that's why bread is so wonderful.
Best of both.
Or white. Yeah.
Do you know what? James, you actually learned an interesting fact about brown sugar today, didn't
so
you?
So, I don't know if this is true.
Probably not, then.
But a lot of people think brown sugar is more healthier for them because it has different chemicals to the white sugar, but they're actually quite similar.
I love it. Why they're actually it? Quite similar. So,
so the brown sugar is like the molasses and the rawer form of the white sugar.
Yeah.
So you're not actually getting a different product.
Okay, so what I'll say then is, James, can you suggest a well-known story?
Oh, yeah.
What you did want she me say?
To? I said, yeah, of course I can.
What did he say?
He went, yeah.
Are you asking me if I can or will I?
Yeah. I just like everything you say, you sound like a racial slur to me at the moment.
That's more your issue.
I know, it's definitely some great.
Wait, are you playing verbatim?
Yeah, we're playing verbatim. So what?
So my well-known story is Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. That's a good one. Okay, so you're going to do a monologue. Based on the stories of Hansel and Gretel, so you might be one of the characters, and you have 30 seconds. Here you go.
I've always wanted to cook children. Children are disgusting, awful, smelly creatures, and it was just by chance that on Sunday afternoon, two children were walking past my house. They stopped and they ate the side of it, and I took my chances and I pulled them into my house, and I said, children, you are disgusting. Get in my oven and into my belly.
That'll do.
You want to make a theme tune to end. When have we ever done
end
that before? The whole point of it is you keep talking for more than 30 seconds.
Finish too early.
20 seconds. Right.
What happened is I was trying to time. I was like, this isn't going really well. I was trying to type with my fingers because we don't have a stopwatch. And then I realised that, gosh, I'm going to have to redo this myself in a moment. Has it actually? Oh, no. Okay, we're going to pause there, guys. So if you're on the audio, I'm going to work out why this paused. I think it's going to be the memory card. So I'm just going to change the memory
Don't forget
card.
What I've just done.
Like, I have no idea what it was.
Right.
We'll keep the audio listeners
I heard it.
Up to date with everything. So okay. We're just... making the camera
yeah.
work.
So, okay.
I'll listen out for
okay.
it to go
if
off
it,
again. That,
if it stops, it might stop within a minute if it's going to stop. James. So this is good. You know, the camera bit's always going to go wrong at some point.
Exactly. That's what they're here for, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I'm going to check something.
Well, that could be episode two, because they could be, like, waiting after my theme tune. That was the end.
Okay, so James, you have 30 seconds.
I've completely forgotten.
Jazz hands are great.
You have completely forgotten.
This is hard.
Okay, ready? Here you go.
I've always wanted to eat children. Children are my thing. It was last Sunday that some children came down to my house and started eating the wall. And this gave me a brilliant excuse to invite them into my house, put them into the oven, and eat them. Children. Always wanting to eat children.
Excellent. Well done. Yeah.
It's not really a fitting theme.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, I really wasn't paying attention again because the camera went wrong a moment ago. And
yeah,
I was looking
excuses.
At it. Okay, yeah, it's definitely an excuse me. I'll see how far off this is.
Just okay. We get to listen to it back and see how. I can't remember.
Okay, so let's see. Because I don't even know if we explained what we're playing. So this is
no, we didn't, actually.
So if you're listening to this, Ellie did a monologue and then James has to try and recreate it as precisely as he can. It's now my task to try and recreate what James did as precisely as I can.
So not what Ellie did.
Yeah, not what Ellie did. So I'm recreating James. Okay? Here I go.
Children. I'm strangely fascinated with young children. If they come to my gingerbread house, I will cook them. Because children should be eaten and not hurt. I've really no idea what happened because I know there was something going on about the children.
I'm really sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I forgot.
Were you listening to
no.
me? No, see, this is the thing.
No, I am.
Yeah.
But I just thought, I think I've lost my brain.
You've lost your what?
Burrito.
I thought you said brain, though.
How have you... Wait, what do you mean you've lost... So, earlier we had some Mexican food, and Ellie seems to have lost her burrito.
I still have my burrito. We plan to eat
it's
it
somewhere,
journey
home. I was just
how can you lose a burrito?
I was just looking amongst my abyss of stuff there, and I just thought...
So, obviously,
there.
The theme for the next one's going to be burrito, because we have charges already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
so, Ellie, you now have 30 seconds to recreate what I did, which was a recreation of what James did, which was a recreation of what you originally did.
Okay.
Here you go.
Children! I like children. One Sunday, they came to my gingerbread house, and I pulled them inside and...
I put them inside and I put them in the oven and I thought, I will eat them, the children.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! You've got 10 seconds.
Wait, listen to that. Okay, well, keep going for 10 seconds.
Children.
Okay, so... okay, we'll work out who won in a minute. When you did the tune originally, do you remember how it went? Right? I can't remember. But then when you just did it, it sounded like the Mario Brothers song.
It did!
Is that not going to be copyrighted, though?
I don't think our performances would be good
enough
to...
No, because it's coming from my mouth.
Like, yeah.
It can't be copyrighted.
Isn't everything
no, you
that,
from like, if
mouth,
you were
though.
To sing a song...
Yeah, it's written down.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you acoustically perform a song.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't do that. I just kind of... It was. It just
James, you're now going to acoustically perform a song. Okay, so, we're going to be honest at who we think did the best.
So, again, how are we doing the voting? This is the important thing.
Well, I think we should just all be honest about who we're voting for. And so, Ellie, who do you vote for? It can be yourself. I think you should be able to vote for yourself.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for myself purely for that genius theme tune. That fits so well with the storyline.
You know okay. What's about to happen.
Right. I'm going to vote for James.
Oh.
Because that makes it more interesting. For what he's now going to say.
So this wasn't pre... No, this was pre-planned, sorry. I was always going to vote for myself. It's nothing to do with what David's just said.
Why are you going to vote for yourself?
Okay.
Why am I going to vote for myself? Because your two was not a recreation in the slightest.
And I love how it's my own monologue, and yeah, I still don't remember any.
I mean, you added something like they were fascinated by, like in the very first sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was and it you added really young children, which is quite nice. And then you didn't mention young children, and that
I mentioned children.
Yeah, but they weren't young, and you were talking.
But what do you want from this?
Children are young, James.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
God.
No, because young children are very different to children.
No, I don't think.
Oh, that's a debate in the comment
children?
Section.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, the comments say we've got a comment section now, guys.
We haven't got a burrito, though, have
no,
we?
No, we don't.
Or a charger.
Or a charger.
It's going well.
Wait, what? Sorry. Why did we talk about chargers? Where was the interest there?
Oh, we're all charging our phones because we don't have a timer. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do now.
Am I the champion or was the championship?
Oh, hang on, we didn't actually.
Wait, I'm the champion!
Yeah, but this is for the podcast championship.
Oh, okay, so I've not lost it.
You've not lost it. Yes. We have the championship on display because we're in Brighton and we didn't bring the podcast championship with us. So
who's the current podcast champion?
It's actually, well, you're asking that, but we've recorded several episodes of this that I haven't really paid attention to at the time of recording. But
bleep! Insert name here.
After the San Francisco one, Rachel is the current podcast champion. But by the time you're listening to this at home, I'm sure there'll be two more episodes, so someone else will be.
When will they be?
When?
Yeah.
Every Thursday? No, I don't know. I'll be lucky if I get them out once a month. But they'll come out, and if we can do them regularly, because if we can record a few at a time, then cool. People are thinking, well, this has really gone the way. They're just sitting talking. Well, it's a podcast, guys.
To be fair, that's what they do on the radio.
Exactly.
And a lot of chat shows, they just talk.
It does feel like a radio sort of show. That
it does.
We're playing a bit of improv.
But it's a bit silly, and I quite like it. Yeah. It's being a bit kind of observational.
We should have some form of music. I definitely think that. And then I think.
Yeah.
Oh, you right, not now. Post-production. You mean
post-production. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've got music, haven't we? Because obviously post-production.
Yeah, because we're hearing it right now, guys.
Am I allowed to just look for my burrito?
Okay, so Ellie's going to look for a burrito.
Just
a
little... What time? Because we were going to have a short break.
Okay, we're going to have a short break. So just James is going to tell you about his experiences in Whitechapel.
Got Whitechapel. Am I actually?